just for a short while today. I know it's warm in this room here, and try and get you into the air conditioning. And I'll tell you what, it's a lot cooler in there and a lot more refreshing. It's a subject that's been talked a bit about over the last 30 or 40 years. And I say in the last 30 or 40 years, Kenneth Hagin preached it on very, very similar lines. It's a beautiful revelation that he got, but then a lot of people that have followed his teaching over the years have grabbed bits out of it and used the bits out of it to emphasise some points to apply to our own lives. And I wanted to sort of do that as a continuation of what we have been doing in the last few weeks. And we were talking last week, weren't we, specifically on that line of, or theme perhaps of faith, without getting too excited over it, just following it through quietly. But what I wanted to say today is something about the covenant and the contradictions that we've built into our lives. The covenant from God and the contradictions that we've built. I've always loved covenant teaching, and I grabbed and looked at two or three of my Bibles out there before I started today, and not one of them mentions it. You probably will find at the beginning of your, if you go and check your Bibles when you get home, you have the Old Testament and the New Testament. I'll come in from that particular way. But a lot of Bibles will say Old Testament, New Testament, Old Covenant and New Covenant. You'll have both options. I always love the use of the word covenant, because it's a much stronger word, but it's kind of not a cool word anymore. We've dropped it, we've watered it down, and so we've even got it down to the point where some translations of the Bible say agreement. And I'm sort of emphasising the point, agreements can easily be broken.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know that if we start watering things down, what I wanted to sort of say today is give you some reinforcement on a subject that I indeed love. My dad and his two mates, Dad was a woodwork teacher, and his two mates used to go in with him, and Dad taught a lot of night school, and they used to get these guys come in, if you were a doctor, lawyers and that, and they'd come in and build cupboards for their kitchens and all of that thing. That was in Castlemaine. At any rate, these two guys, and they, by the shake of a hand, said, when we get our own houses, when we get our own houses, we'll help each other build those houses. And do you know what? I was a kid and I grew up and I saw the shake of a hand work over 20, 30 years till the last house of those three. And I can take you to those houses down in Chewton and they still stand to this very, very day. It was just simply a shake of a hand. And it was almost basically as a covenant. The only thing we have close to a covenant is our bikie friends when they cut covenant. And you know the oath that they take and blood is shed. Covenant really means to cut where blood flows. You would have got a lot of this over at Rhema, wouldn't you? Yeah. To cut where blood flows. And that's what God was saying. And you can see how we've watered it down to sort of testament. Now, the closest thing we come to testament in our talking today is the last will and testament of a person. And if you look into your Bibles, you'll find that this is the last will and testament of Jesus. It's an immense amount of teaching that you can get on that particular subject. But I wanted to sort of focus on the fact that we have a covenant with God. And that covenant is there. It's even in black and white. And that black and white doesn't vary and hasn't varied. And I guess if you want to use the word testament, yeah, if you're comfortable with it. But I don't like the word agreement personally, because it's a little bit sloppy and it's a little bit watered down. Oh, we came to some agreement.
She'll be right.
Yeah. She'll be right. I can remember when I did the wedding service for Travis and Carol. It was a long time ago now, guys, wasn't it? 11? Yeah, I had that on the top of my head, didn't I? And I know that they never took the word covenant out of the wedding service. It's in there. I still have a copy of that in my office. And one of the few couples that I've ever married that's retained that covenant word, because it's very significant in wedding ceremonies as well, on what I've said. But what I want, and I'll get you to put that up, I've got a fair bit of scripture, and I want to sort of bring in the covenant and the contradiction. Oh, he's got that up. This is the sign of the covenant that's out of Genesis, when Abram, notice Abram without the H in it, was 99 years old. Say 99. Oh, I love this. The Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am Almighty God, walk before me and be blameless. Now there's a key. Walk before me and be blameless. Ah, and I will make my covenant between me and you. I will multiply you exceedingly. And about that point there, Abram fell on his face, which probably all of us would. And God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you. You shall be a father of many nations. Potent. Take it on board. He was 99. No longer shall your name be Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. I've made you a father of many nations. A lot of people overlook that. He didn't turn around and said, in a few years' time, or this, that, and everything. He swung it around to him and said, Abraham, I've made you a father of many nations. And we've got this 99-year-old spring chicken copying that direct from God. I love that. There's a couple of footnotes Trav's put there for me. Genesis 17:1, Hebrew El Shaddai. And I'll come back to that in a minute. 17:4. There's a literal translation, a multitude of nations. 17:5, exalted father. 17:5 again, father of a multitude. 17:5, a multitude of. You've got the gist of where we're going. Notice God said, for a father of many nations I have made thee. For a father of many nations I have made thee. So it wasn't just God who made the covenant. You've got to look at that verse again and notice how God introduced himself. And this is what we probably all need to pick up on. I am Almighty God. Say Almighty God. And he told Abraham, I am El Shaddai. Say El Shaddai. Shaddai means the breasty one, the nurse, the full supply. In other words, I am the God of more than enough. I am the God of more than enough. The God of more than enough had just made this covenant with a man and a woman who cannot in any way in the natural fulfill their part of the deal. Have you ever been faced with a situation where you are believing God for something and there is no way known that you can fulfill your part of the deal? It was impossible for these two. Abraham was almost 100. You've got years on your side, guys. And Sarah was 90. Not only that, she'd been unable to have kids until all of those 90 years. She could, why could she have a child now? That's the contradiction. Say, that's the contradiction. But God said they could. But the contradiction, oh, no, she's 90. There's your contradiction. We're talking today about the covenant and the contradiction. The truth is, he, Abraham, can't. Say, Abraham can't. Yell it out, Abraham can't. And she, Sarah, can't. Say, Sarah can't. But El Shaddai will. Say, El Shaddai will. And no matter what you are facing in life, no matter what area of your life you are facing it in, it is Almighty God who can. You mightn't be able to achieve it in any way, shape or form. He can. Can I have that second slide up, please, Travis? And we'll have a look what the Apostle Paul said, and there's a lot of truth in that. That comes out of Romans 4 for the theologians here. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be a sure, sure to the seed, not only to those of the law, but those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations, in the presence of him who believe, God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. I'm coming back to that. Who, contrary to hope, and hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead at about 100, since he would, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith by giving glory to God. Yeah. The first key to all of this, or the first secret to all of this, the success here, he calls those things that be not as though they were. He calls those things that be not as though they were. That's interesting, isn't it? He was 100. And you could imagine him parading around his tent. Now, there was a few problems along the way, and there was a few problems in all of that. And that's another sermon from Alex to go into. It's a big one. we do have a few Arab nations coming out of that mess. However, we're talking about the son of promise, Isaac. And he called those things that be not as though they were. There was a lot of things took place, and I'm skipping a lot of things, which is interesting. And the other thing, he was not taking into consideration the age of his wife. Interesting. That was the key. Abraham, what I want to say today, refused to look at the contradictions. There was everything in his life was a contradiction. But he refused to look at the contradictions. You might turn around and you might say to me, I haven't got enough money to do this. What I might say is, don't look at the contradictions. Look at the covenant that God has with you. El Shaddai, Almighty God, the breasty one, the all-sufficient one. Don't back off from the precious one. It could be health and healing. And he certainly needed health and healing at 100 years of age to do that. What is the issue with health and healing? Don't look at the contradictions. Look at the covenant that God has already given you. What else have we got? He considered not his own body, which was as dead as, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. And I suppose he was thinking, old man, you don't count. Old woman, oh, I wouldn't say that. Old woman, old woman, neither do you count. But what he would say is, El Shaddai has spoken, and I believe him. And it's something that we need to really grasp the principles of. I will say, as we begin to wrap this up, a promise fulfilled is no longer a promise, but a fact. Promise fulfilled is no longer a promise, it's a fact. The fact is, you and I are healed according to the scriptures. Yeah. According to the scriptures, we're healed. That's a fact. That's a fact. And it's signed in blood. It's signed in blood. It's a covenant signed in blood. I haven't got too long to go too far, but the signature says Jesus, Messiah. That's the blood that was shed to ratify a new and better covenant. We must never yield to the contradiction. To say contradiction, never yield to it. Never talk about it. But rather, like Father Abraham, consider not the opposing view. We must boldly call those things that be not as though they are. They are. Oh, you're a weirdo, Ruth, for doing that. Well, say, you're a weirdo for not doing it. You can handle that, can't you, girl? She could handle that, couldn't she? Yes.
I've always been called a weirdo.
Well, there you go. You're halfway over the line with this, sweetheart. You're there. Consider not the contradiction. Consider not what you can't do. Consider what God has promised. Family problems. What are we laughing at? Consider not the laughing boy, the contradiction. Yeah. Consider not the contradiction. Everyone has occasion to struggle. There's no question about that. Everyone has this struggling concept. But let's consider what the covenant says and what God has said. You know, you could sort of consider, oh, the doctor said this. It doesn't call my body too well. Oh, my heart's not the best. Eyes, I can call you well. I actually can. Stomach, feet, I call you well in the name of Jesus. And you know what the contrary evidence is? You can call your family whole. My family is whole. You can call your finances well and whole. You can sort of say, as for me and my house, there are no contradictions. God said it, we believe it, that settles it. God said it, we believe it, that settles it. And we're determined to stop on the God side of the covenant of everything. I know it's a bit hard. I know it could be difficult. But just remember as we depart from here this morning that your God calls those things which be not as though they were. Wow. And you can also say, I consider not the opposing view, the opposing circumstances, and the opposing contradictions. Just the covenant. The covenant that will take you through. Travis, will you play us out with something that we can enjoy and worship and give glory to God too? Oh dear, I hope you got something out of that tune. Yeah.
Thank you.
beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a beautiful name it is. The name of